A word must be said about where and how I slept. It will be remembered that the captain denied me my cabin, insisting that I take my place in the forecastle with the men. No doubt he thought to humiliate me and force me to return to my former place. The men caucused that first day, and in a meeting that concluded with a sacred oath, bade me take my place along with them, swearing to give me the utmost privacy they could provide. They would be my brothers. I was no longer to be called Miss Doyle, but Charlotte. I was given a hammock placed in a corner. Around this, a piece of torn sail was tacked up as a kind of curtain. The space was private for me, and kept that way. True, I heard and learned their rough language. I confess, too, that in my newfound freedom I brandished a few bold terms of my own, to the amusement of the men at first. But after a while it became rather second nature to me, and to them. I say this not to brag, but to suggest the complete absorption I felt in my new life. I came to feel a sense of exhilaration in it, such as I had never felt before. Thus it was that after a fortnight I found myself atop the foremast, hugging the topgallant spar, my bare brown feet nimbly balancing on the foot ropes. It was 7 bells of the second dog watch, just before dusk. The wind was out of the northwest. Our sails were taut. Our studding sails were set. Below, the ship's bow, as though pulled by her winged figurehead, plunged repeatedly, stirring froth and foam. This rocking movement seemed effortless to me now, as if, like the ship's namesake, we were flying. Not far off our starboard bow, dolphins chased the waves, flyers themselves. My hair, uncombed for days, blew free in the salty air. My face, dark with weather, was creased with smile. I was squinting westward into the swollen face of a blood-red sun, which cast a shimmering golden road upon the sea. From where I perched, it seemed we were sailing on that road in a dream. And there I was, joyous, new-made, liberated from a prison I'd thought was my proper place.